Wisconsin's only oil refinery is restarting after an explosion 5 years ago and a $1 billion rebuild. It's Thursday, April 27th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Rich Kramer reports on the new chancellor named for UW-Platteville. And Anya Van Wagtendonk tells us about the bipartisan bill making its way through the legislature. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
After an explosion 5 years ago, Wisconsin's only oil refinery is starting up in Superior after a $1 billion rebuild of the facility. The blast injured 36 workers and caused thousands in the city to temporarily evacuate. Danielle Kading has more.
In March, the refinery owned by Canadian firm Cenovus Energy began reintroducing crude oil. That's according to company executive Doreen Cole.
And everyone is certainly looking forward to getting back to business.
Cenovus said the refinery is on track to resume full operations by the end of June. The U.S. Chemical Safety Board found the plant's lack of safeguards during a maintenance shutdown led to the explosion. Cole says the company will implement all the agency's safety recommendations. It's made upgrades to prevent any release of hydrofluoric acid that's used in the refining process. Fears of releasing the toxic chemical prompted the evacuation, but no spill occurred. The refinery will now employ 350 workers to cover more procedures in the wake of the explosion. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A new plan for downtown Milwaukee calls for increasing the population and number of jobs in the area while adding more affordable housing. The plan also includes several lofty goals, ranging from expanding the streetcar to eliminating a portion of a freeway that runs to the lake. $4.6 billion has been invested in public and private projects in downtown Milwaukee since 2010. Matt Dorner is the Economic Development Director of the Downtown Business Improvement District. He says the plan will hopefully build off those efforts.
I think some of the goal statements, you know, are certainly aggressive, and I think that we want to set our goals high, but I think they're also obtainable based on this really great momentum that we do have in the greater downtown area.
A 2022 study found Milwaukee was at about 71% of pre-pandemic activity in its downtown. The area also has an office occupancy rate of around 60%. A new chancellor has been named for the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. Rich Kramer reports Tammy Vedovich takes the helm amid enrollment challenges and the upcoming end of classes at a branch campus.
Vedovich has served as interim chancellor of the Southwestern Wisconsin University since last spring. She's also served as a provost and vice chancellor of academic affairs at the school. Her appointment is effective immediately. UW-Platteville student body president Rebecca Pohl says she's excited to see Vedovich lead the campus in a permanent role.
I don't think anyone is surprised, and I'm happy about it. I think she knows our university really well. She's very passionate about it, and she's proven to be doing a good job since June, almost the past year.
Vedovich will face multiple challenges moving forward. Since 2018, the Platteville campus and its two branch campuses have seen the largest enrollment declines in the UW system. On July 1st, classes will cease at the branch campus in Richland Center. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin continued to see record low unemployment last month, and many companies are struggling to find workers. Disabled workers could help address the issue, but a survey by St. Norbert College points out a mismatch between employers' values and practices when it comes to hiring individuals with disabilities. The survey says most believe in hiring people with disabilities enriches workplace culture, but 60% of employers said they are not working to recruit them. Green Bay nonprofit Aspero has seen success connecting disabled individuals with jobs at 12 Northeast Wisconsin businesses. Joe Stocks is with the nonprofit. He says the program has seen a lot of demand from his clients.
They're working alongside all the rest of the workers at the different businesses, and they're getting that valuable experience and socialization, essentially, of, you know, just being in the community.
The survey recommends employers make disability a key part of their diversity and inclusion strategies. And finally, a bill making its way through the state legislature would make it easier for people to recover legal fees if they have to sue the government to access public records. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, it's uniting an unusual set of supporters.
The legislation would replace a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling from last summer. That decision made it harder to recover legal fees. It was decried by three liberal justices and advocates for transparency in government. The proposal in the legislature was authored by Republicans, but has bipartisan support. It's also supported by outside groups ranging from the ACLU of Wisconsin to the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Bill Leaders is president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council.
People who care about transparent and open government on the right and on the left have come forward to recognize that there needs to be a fix in the state law.
The bill easily passed the state Senate last week and is next headed to the Assembly. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crowe. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And of course, make sure you subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.